Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to a special edition of Life, Love, and Health. I'm sure you love your brother or sister, and yes, you've probably had some colorful moments together growing up, as I certainly did with my older sister, but what if you were cast in the role of primary caregiver for an adult sibling with developmental, intellectual, or physical disabilities? As you might imagine, there are many difficult questions to ask yourself, your family, and a financial planner about this, gosh, uncharted emotional, financial, and logistical territory. For answers, we turn to Joanne Gruskas, Director of Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company's Special Care Program. MassMutual funded the new Easter Seals sibling study. Joanne, thank you for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you, Chris. It's nice to be here.
I would love to discuss your long-term, I believe 12-year partnership with Easter Seals and the relationship of MassMutual and Easter Seals.
Well, we, as you said, have partnered with Easter Seals for about 12 years because they offer such a wide range of services to families in need, families that have individuals with disabilities, and we really recognize and applaud the work that they've been doing. Our partnership is because we also like to help families, and we do that through our financial planning program called Special Care, and our planners work closely with Easter Seals families across the country.
What are the mistakes? That's not the right word. Really oversights that people need to be aware of when planning a strategy to accommodate the long-term social and financial needs of a sibling with disabilities who typically may outlive their parents and even a well-intentioned caregiving sibling. That's an enormous responsibility.
Yes, it is. And families with children with special needs really need to start putting together a plan for their children. All of their children, both special needs and typically developing children, for their future. We know that many families dealing with a new diagnosis or juggling multiple appointments, doctors, specialists, therapists, very overwhelming. And then when you add the responsibility of planning for the future in the event the caregiver is not there, it really takes a lot to sit down and start the initial process. And when time is right, they will take that step. All primary caregivers, parents, siblings should prepare a will, write a letter of intent, and while the letter of intent is not a legal document, it supplements the will by providing all that necessary detailed information about their siblings' routines, medical issues, preferences for living situations, and practical information, things like that.
You just gave a wealth of information, and I know there are people taking notes. Tell me, Joanne, where can people go, perhaps a website or two, to get more information and perhaps find some extremely useful tools that will cover many of the ideas that you just presented?
I'd be happy to give you a URL. MassMutual.com/specialcare. You can find the resources, and we can also provide, as I said, copies of letters of intent and other resources. You can also find our chartered special needs consultants around the country. This is a very unique new professional designation that families should be aware of. We can help provide access to those individuals across the country who have earned this new designation through the American College. EasterSeals.com provides the actual key findings, so families can learn more about this study that will be released very shortly.
Let's discuss some of the major findings, Joanne, of the Easter Seals sibling study. What surprised you perhaps the most, or that you found somewhat startling? I'm trying to find the right word here.
Well, I think what startled us was only 33% of the respondents said they were financially prepared to take on the role. 57% said they worry about the cost of caring for their siblings with special needs. And many of them don't know even where to start. So about 60% wish they knew more on what would be expected of them.
Now, you made a very good point. People don't know where to start, so very often they don't start. And isn't that why the Easter Seals sibling study and the involvement of MassMutual is so important? Because you can give people a starting point that will not only get them on the road, but also, frankly, give them a much higher level of confidence. I'm sure you must hear that all the time, that people feel such a sense of relief once they have a grasp of what they need to do.
Absolutely. The day-to-day care for a person with a disability can be very overwhelming. And the issue of long-range planning or even dealing with the idea that the primary caregiver won't be here to manage that lifetime care is very frightening. And if we can get them to sit down and process those emotions and identify what kind of life would they like for their loved one if they weren't here, then we can start the process with them. And working closely with Easter Seals, which does a tremendous job in helping these families identify the care that is needed, it's a great partnership to help them provide a long-term plan for their loved one.
Typically, what are the developmental, intellectual, or physical disabilities that the special care planners at MassMutual are working with?
We find a large number of people we serve are individuals that have a autism spectrum disorder, may have Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, and other types of developmental disabilities. Easter Seals has a wide service range, and through their partnership, we are able to help a number of people.
Now, the MassMutual special care planners who work with families are very special in their own right because, as I understand it, many of these folks have children with developmental, intellectual, or physical disabilities. So they're really in a very unique position to not only sympathize, but frankly empathize with the folks they serve. Is that correct?
That is correct. Many of our planners have their own life experiences. They may be a parent or a sibling themselves. We have a young man in New York who's a caretaker for his sister who has special needs. And we have several special care planners who are parents of children. And they bring their own experience and understanding to the families that we work with.
I'm sure that must give their clients, is that the correct term? A real sense of relief to understand that the person they're speaking with has essentially been there, done that well, and is continuing to serve their own family's needs in addition to theirs. Let's discuss more of the findings of the survey in terms of family dynamics. My understanding is that roughly 80% say they have a close relationship with their sibling with a disability, and this relationship enhances their life. Why is that so important?
It's 6 in 10 people in the study findings have said that their sibling has brought a very positive impact on their own quality of life, helping them to develop patience, understanding, compassion, providing a unique perspective on life. We've learned that many of them have made a career choice as a result of having a sibling with a disability. It's affected their way of earning a living.
Joanne, where can our listeners go for more information, please?
Well, they can go to easterseals.com to find a copy of the key findings of the study. And for resources and direction to meet a special care planner, chartered special needs consultant, they can come to massmutual.com/special care.
Joanne Gruskas, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you, Chris.